K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this happy Friday. Yes, sir. On this Friday edition of the podcast, it is December 5th, 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is football all the way to men's and women's track and field coming up later on in the spring of 2025. All things K-State sports. Your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by. Give us a listen here on this cold Friday morning. It's supposed to warm up this weekend. So finally, so at least, even though, yes, it's in December. Yes, it's supposed to be cold and all that. But finally, some warmer temps this weekend. It's going to carry on into next week as well before possibly some more cooler weather for next, what, couple months. But anyways, yes, here in the Kansas City area, if you're a K-State fan, definitely make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that alarm bell every time we post content daily, including the weekends as well. We'll get back to Coach Corbin. I will record. I know I mentioned going back to the new head coach of women's soccer, Colleen Corbin. We'll come back to her this weekend. I wasn't feeling too well last night, so did not record an episode last night, but we did record episode 4 yesterday, so definitely if you missed out on any episodes this week, please feel free to do that. But this is the postcast of women's basketball, short-lived. Serena Sundell goes triple-double over USC Upstate. We're not talking about, Southern California. We're talking about South Carolina. Nope. Way off. We're talking about USC Upstate last night in Rams Coliseum. As we talked about the suffocating defense, I know there's our lower opponents, but I had to double check. No, hold up. I had to triple check this score. Once again, the ladies drop 100 plus on an opponent. This time it's USC Upstate and 110. Listen to this one. Listen, 24 points. Are you serious? Let me read it again. 110 to 20. Hey, no shade. No, I don't want to disrespect USC. Maybe I am a little bit, but no disrespect. Seriously, no disrespect to USC Upstate, but damn. 110 to 24 last night. Serena Sundell goes triple-double there on this team. 86 points. The largest win, margin in K-State basketball history. We're still breaking records here on the podcast. Well, not here on the podcast, but the K-State sports are breaking records. Ayoka Lee did it earlier this week, taking over the scoring leader all time. And you have this, Serena Sundell going triple-double there on her. 26 points, S squared, 9 of 14 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Also, that is actually a career high for her in a school record tying 13 assists, dishing them things out, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block shot. Serena Sundell becomes the fifth player in K-State women's basketball history to record a triple-double in the first since Shaylee Lenning all the way back in 2009 when she did it against Colorado. So history was made again last night with the steep time in, time out again. This team continues to put it down. As they should, right? And unfortunately for USC Upstate, Serena Sundell was on another one last night in Bramlage Coliseum there as well. And Serena Sundell's buddy and friend, there was a really good article this week on KCSports.com. Y'all should go check that one out. Her buddy, Taryn Sides, also another career high. This is just keep going up. She had a career high earlier this week as well. Her latest career high, 23, against USC Upstate as well. And a career high, 7 bombs from downtown, 7 3-pointers from downtown. she lighted up from down there. So 23 last night from her there as well. Taryn Sess, for those that don't know, is from Phillipsburg, Kansas. 5 rebounds, 3 assists on the night, 2 steals there as well. Tamir Poindexter, 17 more, 7 of 9. 3 of 4 from downtown. Eliza Mulpin also was in double digits. Perfect from the field. This is not the first time Eliza has done this. She did it a couple of times last year. Perfect from the field. 6 of 6, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. and 3 steals on the game. Yeah, we're not going to go into too much. we want to make USC Upstate hurt even more than what it was last night. As Casey was basketball, 12th ranking in the nation, just runs away from USC Upstate, 110 to 24. Yes, 24 points last night. I think it was Central Arkansas, right? It was the lowest total point, 39. And it was 43 against Eastern Illinois. And they had 24 against USC Upstate. It's just going on. And I'll be checking the game time app. This has been high on priority. And I don't want to sidetrack this here. I'm definitely going. It's going to be, what, 2 basketball games in 4 days? Yeah, I'm really going. The women's going to be up here pretty soon. In a couple weeks, they're going to be playing. Gosh darn it. Now I forgot the opponent. But they're going to be in St. Joe. I believe not this weekend, but next week. No, I think it's next weekend. I'm pretty sure they'll be up here to go to that. And then, of course, Casey Men's basketball against Drake at the T-Mobile Center in KC. So that's Tuesday night. So I definitely want to hit those up and see them play here in town. And maybe whenever I'm in Manhattan, a home game at least, I'm going to have to map this out. As we approach 2025, get to a pretty much home game for both the men's and women's basketball teams. But yeah, K-State, USC Upstate, only 2 points in the first quarter in the fourth quarter. Two points in the first and fourth quarter. Bookends the game for them. 11 in the third, 11 in the second, and 9 in the third. There for them as well. My, oh my, oh my. Folks there as well. And it looks like Aoka Lee took the night off. And rightfully so. This is not the first time I set this on this podcast. This is a postcast edition of Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer. A runaway victory. Easy. Over USC Upstate. 110 to 24 on a K-State women's basketball front. Eddie Greer for the host of this podcast. Just to wrap this up here, as I said, we're not going to let it hurt anymore for them as it was last night. But, yeah, I think the priority here for, I'm starting to get a feeling that, look, we want to have Aoka Lee fresh for the stretch run. I know we're not in Big 12 play yet. I'm just saying, you know, you want to have her healthy, ready to go, because obviously yes, she's an all-time scoring leader now, Yoki is, but you just have to wonder, you know, having her fresh, is that and healthy, that's going to be what is going to be the key to success for this women's basketball team. And again, you're going to need Serena Sundell, you'll need her as well, for sure, in your cast to play, cast role players, there you go, as we move along here. But yeah, I'm gonna see here. Jalen Glenn played last night, Xana Walker, Sides, Maupin, and Lester. Lester got our most minutes last night since putting on that K-State uniform. 21 minutes. She only had 3 points, but we need her anyways there as well. Let me see something real quick here. Go back to the schedule. That bothers me a little bit. Here, as we try to close things out, let me see more. 20 things at the same time. I know I should know the schedule, but let's see. Of course, it's going to do that. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But again, Serena Sundell goes triple-double last night there. Yeah, so I have that pulled up right now. So let's see. Yeah, Middle Tennessee State is what I'm looking at. Yeah, Middle Tennessee State in St. Joe on the 14th. That's a Saturday. So yeah, I want to make that. And of course, Drake for the men, the Wildcat Classic. So that's two games in 4 days. I definitely want to try to make those games. I'm going to make that a priority, here as we move along in the month of December. And next up, 4K State, going to be a little bit tougher. it's going to be this weekend, I believe. Yeah, this weekend against A&M. Let me go exit out of here real quick. I know I'm getting my dates mixed up here. Yeah, today's the 6th. Excuse me. I said the 5th. Ooh, my bad. December 6th, 2024, Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. See, I told you. So you got to turn around and play Texas A&M on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. and believes at A&M. Yes, sir, it's at A&M, and I don't know how good the A&M, Texas A&M ball club is, or guess we'll have to find out together when K-State Jeff Mini hit the floor on Sunday. And that's probably a good thing that Yoki took the night off because, yeah, you'll probably need her, obviously, for that. And then you have Jaden Jones on the 14th, and of course I have here, I have that marked down on the 17th, K-State against Drake in Kansas City. But yes, K-State ladies last night over USC Upstate 110-24 last night. Next up, SEC opponent Texas A&M on Sunday on the road, 3 o'clock tip. So we'll see what happens there as well. And by the way, here, let me see. Oh, I should know the record by now. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Let's go back to my article here real quick. This article here, I know they don't have it here. This is bad podcasting, folks. But anyways, yeah, I think they're 9-1 now on the season here, as I do want to make sure they have that. Yeah, yeah, so they're 9-1. No, they're 8-1. They're 9-1 on the season. Should have just kept the schedule where it was. But yeah, 9-1 on the season. They'll go for their 10th win already. We're not even halfway into the month of December. Against the Lady Aggies on Sunday afternoon on the road down in Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever our podcast is from. Freedom Bevel Daily, or have a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, again, if you're a first-time listener, especially if you're a Wildcats fan, K-State that is, definitely make sure you like and subscribe to this podcast and hit that alarm bell every time we post content. There'll be more content coming up this weekend, like usual. And we did record on Podbean app. Fresh episode. I'll have that up for you guys this weekend over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Myself and Alex Ain, we did talk football and men's basketball in the latest episode over there. So go check it out as well. That's going to wrap things up with this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Ain, big shout out there in San Diego, California. Next up for K-State was basketball. A&M, Texas A&M, after a runaway, true runaway, over USC Upstate late by Serena Sundell, 110-24. And I believe this is the third time this year that K-State women's basketball has hit the triple digits in a scoring game. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, AG3. We out. Go, Cats.